the North American Free Trade Pact.
Well, here at home, Congress will act today to certify the results of the November election 4 years after the Capitol attack. Security is tight. President-elect Trump's lawyers today asked a judge to pause Friday's scheduled sentencing in the New York hush money case. Correspondent Christian Benavides is in Atlanta, where people are paying tribute to the nation's 39th president, Jimmy Carter, who died last week at 100.
You had a steady stream of people who were coming here to honor former President Jimmy Carter. I spoke to one woman who said she once came to the Carter Center for a tour of the center, and the tour guide was none other than former President Jimmy Carter.
Later this week, a funeral at the National Cathedral in Washington. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 367 points. NASDAQ is up 339. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Some aren't getting anything. Some are seeing up to 6 inches. The National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory through this afternoon with lake effect snow, the reason for the alert. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine County Jail inmate Devontae Caraway faces potential first-degree intentional homicide charges for the death of Joseph Lee at the Racine County Jail on New Year's Eve. The jail assault lasted less than a minute. Kenosha County investigators are leading the inquiry. A 13-year-old accused of terrorizing Kenosha's Roosevelt Elementary School has been deemed competent to stand trial. That trial will take place in juvenile court next week with a judge ruling on the case. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is warning about scammers impersonating officers. Someone's calling people claiming to be Lieutenant Dan Klatt. They're demanding money to avoid arrest. People are being told to report any of those calls to the Racine County non-emergency number. And a Racine daycare is organizing a donation drive for a staff member and her family after a New Year's Eve house fire. The Growing Tree Child Development Center is collecting clothing, baby supplies, and other necessities to help that family recover from their losses. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers fall to Chicago. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Nearly 78,000 fans in 15-degree temperatures watched the Chicago Bears beat the Packers 24-22 at Lambeau Field. Packers quarterback Jordan Love had to leave the game before halftime after injuring his right elbow.
I landed on it on the ground, I think. And yeah, just kind of pretty much lost all feeling in my hand and was pretty much just went numb.
Wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL in his right knee. His season is over. Interim head coach Thomas Brown says the Bears were overdue to get a W.
First time we won a game in 10 games. First time we beat these cats in 11 tries. A lot to play for, and no better feeling than Cairo having a chance to come on the field. Great job by our field goal team to protect. It was perfect execution, drilled it, right, game over.
So the Packers finished the regular season 11-6. They'll face the 14-3 Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. The Bucks take on the Raptors in Toronto. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Racine counties until 4 o'clock. With lake effect snow ongoing, heavy at times. It's reducing visibility and making for some slick and slippery stretches. And winds are also feisty, making our high temperatures in the upper 20s feel more like the teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Paul Harvey's rest of the story about nudity in 1916... coming up in just a few seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into Racine DiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. Today, sex is force-fed into the American home through a cable. With the flick of a switch, it leaps from the television picture tube and parades perfunctorily before the nearest voyeur. In 1916, X-rated entertainment was accessible, available. For 25 cents, one could gaze at naked thigh and bare breast. Anyone, man, woman, child, for the price of 25 cents. Well, this ready obscenity shocked and angered innumerable Americans who wrote their congressmen to say so. Defenders declared that thighs and breasts were natural things, that the mere sight of them could do no harm. But the controversy raged until Congress itself was forced to act. By the year 1916, the image of American womanhood was transforming rapidly. While the national morality remained at a virtual standstill, and the result was a state of perpetual anachronism. The past and the future were in continual collision. And then into this uncertain cultural atmosphere was injected the provocative art of one Herman A. McNeil. Now, Herman's credentials were civilized enough. He was a member of the National Academy of Design and the New York Municipal Art Association and the National Academy of Arts and Letters and so on and on and on. He was the president of the National Sculpture Society. His work was widely applauded by his peers, or at least by those who would like to have considered themselves such. And yet until 1916, the art of Herman McNeil was all but unknown to those outside the artistic community. Well, suddenly everybody knew, for it was Herman McNeil's representation of a partially unclothed woman, naked thigh, bare breast, 25 cents a peek, which stirred one of the greatest moral controversies of the new century. Now, most artists agreed that it was a positive thing. They tried to convince the public that such compelling beauty should be visually accessible to the average citizen. But the average citizen vehemently protested this nationwide peep show, and in 1917, the United States government responded to the public outcry with an act of Congress. And by an act of Congress, McNeil's beauty was concealed. He was required to clothe the feminine figure, which he had created, so that her breast was no longer visible and her thigh was a bit more covered. And yet once upon a time, for precisely 25 cents, anybody in the United States could purchase an eyeful. Did I mention that artist Herman A. McNeil was in 1916, employed by the United States government, more specifically by the United States Mint? His vision of half-naked loveliness, which embraced a bashful nation for 25 cents, was 25 cents. It was his design on the head side of the 1916 silver quarter, the obscene Miss Liberty. Now you know the rest of the story.
Okay. Paul Harvey's rest of the story. Heard twice daily on WRJN every Monday through Friday, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 in the afternoon on WRJN. So, 1916 silver quarter. Can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for
for money. Money can buy me love.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. Let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Hits, WRJN. Diana Ross, Supremes. I'm Dan Marcus. One of the all-time great instrumentals, you know this song, is coming up as a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget about 1:45-ish. And it's not that this is such an obscure song. It's a very well-known song. It's just that you don't hear it on the radio very often. And so I'm going to rectify that situation at 1:45-ish, one of the all-time great rock and roll guitar instrumentals on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue.
I want you, Peggy Sue. imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. They're still out there touring, the Turtles, with the Happy Together tour, coming back through the States again this coming summer. But I digress. Let's get you up to speed on what's happening now with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The inmate assaulted in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve has died. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says 35-year-old Joseph Lee was attacked by another inmate in the jail's day room, with surveillance showing the incident lasting less than a minute. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is investigating the case. The inmate involved, Devontae Caraway, will likely now face a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. There were several historical benchmarks hit when a swearing-in took place in Kenosha last week. With the oath of office for Xavier Solis, Kenosha County has the first Republican as district attorney in over 100 years. Plus, they have their first Mexican-American DA. The ceremony was officiated by retired Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schrader. Solis defeated Deputy District Attorney Carly McNeil in the November election. Following a New Year's Eve house fire, the Growing Tree Child Development Center in Racine is spearheading efforts to assist a staff member and her family. 21-year-old Savannah Loftquist, her baby, and her mother survived the fire near 8th Avenue in Shoreland, but they lost nearly everything. That includes three cats. The daycare is now accepting donations of clothing, baby supplies, and other necessities to help the family recover. Again, that's the Growing Tree Child Development Center in Racine. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Racine counties until 4 o'clock, with lake effect snow ongoing, heavy at times. It's reducing visibility and making for some slick and slippery stretches. And winds are also feisty, making our high temperatures in the upper 20s feel more like the teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Big deals are already discounted items on our website, and you can get an additional 15% off tomorrow, WRJN.com.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. The good Lord's earth beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good.
Spooky, spooky.
that was repopularized in 1990 in the movie Ghost. Righteous Brothers, WRJN.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Yeah. Lonely rivers sigh. Wait for me, I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Sunshine.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. So you're thinking about dumping Marvin Gaye, huh? Well, word got back to him, and I think he's taking it quite well. He heard it through the grapevine, you know. WRJN.
Surprise, I was safe when I found out yesterday. Don't you
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
What's your game?